A former senior manager at WorldCom has pleaded guilty to fraud in connection with the company's $7.2 billion accounting scandal. David Myers told a federal judge yesterday that he had falsified documents to make WorldCom's profits look higher than they were. Myers said his superiors had told him to alter the papers. His guilty plea could make it easier for U.S. officials to pursue other executives at the company. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Myers appeared at a hearing at the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where he pleaded guilty to felony counts of conspiracy, securities fraud, and falsifying documents. At his hearing, the 44-year-old former WorldCom controller said he was instructed by senior management to falsify his company's books in an effort to reduce actual costs and increase the company's earnings. He said he did this on a quarterly basis, even though he said he and other senior officials knew there was no justification or documentation for the adjustments. Later, his attorney, Richard Janis, read a statement to reporters outside the courthouse.
Mr. Myers was a reluctant participant in the events that have led us here today. Although he acted at the direction of others, and although he expressed his discomfort and displeasure at the actions being undertaken at WorldCom, he recognizes that as a corporate officer, those facts do not relieve him of his own responsibility in this matter.
In addition to the criminal charges, Myers also faces civil charges from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Myers' plea yesterday appears to be a significant milestone in the WorldCom case. WorldCom was forced into bankruptcy in July after acknowledging accounting improprieties of more than $7 billion. In August, U.S. officials arrested Myers and former Chief Financial Officer Scott Sullivan, while Sullivan was later indicted along with a third WorldCom official and pleaded not guilty to fraud charges. Myers' lawyer said he has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors.
And he has been forthright with the company's internal auditors as well as the government's investigators. That cooperation and assistance has continued and is still continuing.
In addition to Myers, two other company executives have reportedly sought plea deals with the government and will plead guilty next month. Their cooperation could be bad news for other senior executives at WorldCom. As WorldCom's controller, Myers was in the thick of the accounting manipulations that allegedly took place at the company, and so he is well positioned to provide information about the roles played by other company officials. They include not only Sullivan, but also Chairman Bernard Ebbers, who has so far not been charged with anything. U.S. officials declined to say yesterday who else they are pursuing. As for Myers himself, he will be sentenced on December 26th. While he faces up to 20 years in prison, U.S. officials are expected to ask for a lighter sentence in exchange for his cooperation. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.